the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. All the security failed to stop IRA men like Eamon Collins smuggling in guns and bombs for attacks in the north. The IRA used a system of scouting. A scout car would meet an IRA unit in the relative safety of the Republic. The scout car went ahead, using its brake lights to signal trouble. In March 1982, Eamon Collins scouted over the border a Volkswagen car. The car was left in the Protestant town of Banbridge. It was packed with explosives. The town was full of shoppers and schoolchildren making their way home. The bomb was meant to destroy shops and businesses. The bomber, Len Hardy, was supposed to telephone a warning, but he preferred to get safely back across the border first. The warning call came too late. Across the road, in a jeweler's shop, was an 11-year-old schoolboy, Alan McCrum. How did a man like Eamon Collins become involved in the IRA campaign? Unlike many in the Republican movement, he was not born into it. Collins grew up in South Armagh, an area with strong Catholic and nationalist traditions. His family were well off. But even though they lived on the border, and sometimes made a living out of it, his family did not have strong Republican sympathies. In the mid-70s, Collins went to Queen's University, Belfast, to study law. He became actively involved in left-wing politics, but he was still not a supporter of the Provisional IRA. A visit home dramatically changed his views. An army patrol mistakenly thought they had detected traces of explosives in his father's car. Paratroopers raided the family home. Collins began demonstrating on behalf of the Republican cause. He joined the campaign in support of IRA prisoners who wanted to be treated as prisoners of war. Collins' republicanism was reinforced by Marxist ideology. He was encouraged by one of his law lecturers, David Ewins, who also went on Republican marches. Collins now saw the IRA as increasingly left-wing, with the potential to become a truly revolutionary movement.